Guys, Be'ezrat Hashem, this is for Ilui Nishmat, Rabbi Aaron Avram ben Shmuel Alevi, who is a big dmut, a big figure here for us in the city of Tzfat, and for those in Los Angeles, connections in New York, a person who spent his life dedicated to Torah, to bringing straight judgment into the world, and to helping people come underneath the wings of the Shekhinah as converts, and teaching Torah to the masses as best as he could in a very unique and beautiful way. May his neshama be completely bound up in the highest places of Gan Eden. And hopefully, Bezat Hashem, in his merit, we'll be able to go deep tonight into acquiring Dveikut. Bitul. Same thing. Levels on levels. Right? Acquiring Bitul, self-nullification to Hashem. Right? We learned about this last week. We want to be able to go through the ladder of not only taking upon myself, right, the fact that there is a Torah and I have to keep it, because I'm a Jew and that's what I was brought into this world. And if I'm not a Jew, B'nai Noach, right, seven laws that I have to follow, that God is expecting something of us. He wants a relationship with us, right? And there's levels in that. There's a level where I'm doing it for myself. There's a level where I'm building a relationship. There's a level where I'm nullifying my own ego to do the will of Hashem. And then there's a level where it all comes together and I'm completely down here in this world, but at the same time nullified to Hashem to do His will completely. So, Bezat Hashem, today we're going to talk about how to acquire all of this and hopefully wrap up this chapter on Bitul. We have to push forward, but Bezat Hashem, Eschut, again, Ilui Nishmat, Rabbi Aaron, Avram, Ben Shmuel, Alevi, Bezat Hashem. The main way to acquire Bitul is by way of contemplation. Meditation, contemplation, whatever you want to call it. Ikar ha-derech liknot et midat ha-bitul hi al-yedei itbonenut chazaka. It's by way of deep contemplation. Da'inu she-tzarich litbonen b'mitziut Hashem Yitbarach v'yichudo. You have to contemplate the reality of Hashem and His oneness. Be'ofen she-yediyat yeh kol kach be'ira, in a way that the knowledge will be so clear to you. Ad she-hi tikanes liyot mugeshet b'toch ha-lev, until it's going to be felt inside your heart. Be'taseh b'libo ke-shalhevet esh, and it's going to turn your heart into a fire. Right, into a flame. The more you understand in your intellect, that there's nothing besides Hashem, blessed be He, so too you'll be able to feel this truth even more, to live it out in this world. And then, what's the natural outcome of that? You're going to be nullified to Hashem, right? You're going to be doing His will at all. The general rule is, you have to grow the understanding of your intellect until it causes an effect on the emotions of your heart. Then to work hard to feel it. You have to try to work harder and harder to feel this reality according to your ability. Right? So that for the heart to really feel in truth, if you really want to ignite your heart, you have to understand the thing in your head, right? Your wife, you know she's your wife. Your kids, you know they're your kids. Like, you have to have love for them. And therefore, it's so clear that you love them the most. Because in your head, it's the obvious that it's the closest relationship and the one you have to invest the most in, right? Or your wife, or your family, your immediate family, right? Your friends and your relationships. You understand how important these things are, so you put the feeling in there, and then you do feel. Right? So to our relationship with Hashem. So when you can contemplate more, then you recognize in your head the reality of Hashem more and His oneness, that there's nothing besides Hashem at all, and He is everything. So too, then it'll be easier for you to nullify yourself in front of Him. We say in Aleinu every day, right? Three times a day, and you knew it today, and then you returned it to your heart. Because Hashem, He is Elokim, Enod, there's nothing beside Him, right? Itbonenut lefi seder bitulim. So now you can contemplate. What is one meditation, one way to go through this? To contemplate according to the levels of bitul that we learned last week. V'tov meod itbonen lefi seder madrigot habitul sheitbaru. It's good to contemplate according to the levels that we explained. La'alot be'em le'at la'at, and to ascend in them slowly but surely, from level to level. We're going to explain it soon what they are, right? Midaga, b'chol madrega, itakev, on every level, take your time there, right? Be there. Completely be there, feel it, go into the level, and recognize it, and feel it, and then ascend. And think deeper there. until you feel that it's illuminating, until you feel the light coming down on that level, and you're living it and you're feeling it. And this is the order, right? So be prepared. If you want to go through the meditation right now, you can close your eyes and feel it. If you're listening to this, in the beginning you think that Hashem is the creator of the world. Hashem is the master over the world. Melech v'shalit al hakol, king and ruler over everything. V'kol ha'nivraim chayvim la'asot etzono, all of the creations have to do His will. V'yachshov b'zeh, think about this. Until you feel in your heart the feeling of taking upon yourself the kingship of heaven, the fact that there's work to do, there was a Torah that was given, you are allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do this, you're expected to do this even if it's not written, all these different things that are part of the Torah. And take upon yourself in your heart to nullify all of your wills in front of the will of Hashem, blessed be He. After that, go into thinking of things that arouse your heart to feel the love of Hashem and His awe and the respect for Him. Hashem is not just some king. That's a feeling of distance, a king somewhere over there in a castle far away. Hashem Yitbarach Meloch Chol Haaretz Kevodo, the whole entire world is filled with His honor. He's with us in love in every single moment, in any given time, any situation. Until you go from that contemplation to feeling the fire of love and awe and dvekut, the clinging to Hashem, attachment to Hashem. After that, start to go into thoughts of how Hashem is bringing into existence and giving life to anything at any given moment, and contemplate His greatness more and more until you feel the nullification of your ego and the importance that you thought you might have had as yourself, as a man. And you feel that you have no importance at all, and you do not at all decide for yourself. You're not making a name for yourself. It's not about you. And after that, you go up to a level of bitul b'metziut, the nullification at the core of reality. Contemplate the oneness of Hashem, that at the truest point there's enod milvado, klal, there's nothing besides Hashem at all. Like we say in the prayers, atahu ad shelo barata olam, v'atahu mi shebarata olam. It is you until the world was created, and it is you since the world was created. Contemplate that you right now, that all you have inside of you right now is the light of Hashem, and you are completely nullified to Him. It's just the light of Hashem that's coming through you, and you're nullifying yourself into that light to act through it. And then you go up to the level of bitul etzem, nullifying yourself at your most deepest essence. That all of the reality of any creation is just to be a vessel and a tool to reveal the light of Hashem, blessed be you. Until you feel that you have no reality at all to yourself. Your whole entire existence is just to be a tool to reveal Hashem's light in this world. This is the level of the complete unification. To completely be nullified to Hashem. To know that the whole entire reality of Adam, of man, is to, the only thing that it is to reveal Hashem's light in this world. To be a tool for Him. To be a vehicle in this chariot of a vehicle to bring the dwelling of Hashem's light into this world. But madraga zo, on this level, האדם נמצא בכיסופים ורצון לשמח אותו, יתברך ולגלותו בעולם. On this level, Adam, the person, is on such a level of yearning and a deep desire and will to make Hashem happy and to reveal Him into this world. ולא משנה לו כלום. Nothing matters to that kind of person. All he feels is, מה השם יתברך רוצה? What does Hashem want? את זה אני רוצה. That's what I want. And he merits to feel that any situation he's going through, just the reality of Hashem, and to take immense pleasure in it. אמנם לא תמיד האדם מרגיש בהרגשה ממש בכלי ההרגשה. Sometimes a person doesn't feel with the vessels of emotions, right? כי יש זמני קטנות, there's times of constriction, of a childlike consciousness called קטנות, שבהם האדם אינו מרגיש כל כך. A person doesn't feel so much at that time. ואז צריך להיכנס להרגשת עצם, and then you have to go in the feeling of the essence, the deepest point. דיינו לידיעה הבהירה שזה עצם המציאות. What is the core of reality? What is the essence of all reality? That is what it is. And what is that? That everything is by way of everything only exists by way of having a connection to Hashem. Nothing can exist without Hashem. That means that you're completely connected to Hashem at any given moment. That is the truest reality, whether you feel it or not. So when you don't feel it, you have to go into the knowledge of it's the truth. The fact of the matter is, this world can't exist, and I can't exist, and I have no life at all for one millisecond without Hashem being connected to me at my core. So that is what it is. גם אם אני איני מרגיש אותו, even if I don't feel it. כשמבין את זה באמת, when you really understand this, then internally in your heart you feel Hashem. כי מבין שאף שאינו מרגיש בכלי ההרגשה של הלב, מכל מקום השם דיברך תמיד נמצא. Even though I don't have emotions right now, I don't have the vulnerability, or I don't have the ability to be emotional right now, the fact of the matter is, in the deepest point of my heart, Hashem's right there. And I have to tap into that. ויותר עמוק, on a deeper sense, לא רק שהוא תמיד נמצא, אלא הוא גם תמיד מתגלה. Not only is Hashem constantly there, he's constantly being revealed to me. אלא שיש שהוא מתגלה באור, sometimes Hashem is revealed in light, ויש שהוא מתגלה בחושך, and Hashem is revealed in darkness as well. Right? משה ניגש לתוך הערפל. Moshe went into the fog, into the mist. Ki sham Elokim, because that's where God is. It's literally a pasuk in the Torah. Aval gam hitgalut b'choshech higilui, v'hu nimtza kan mamash. Even though there's a revelation in darkness, it is a revelation, and Hashem is really there, right then. And it's very, very good to add contemplations and feelings to your service of Hashem. Gam machshava b'shemot ha-kodesh ha-matimim l'kach. Also contemplating the proper names that are fitting for this. It goes into an introduction here, what is the thinking of names. But we've done this a lot, especially in the last previous chapter. But he gives here another contemplation that we can do, another meditation if you want to write it down, for Bitul, according to how we explained it, but with the names, right? So we're going to go straight in, we're going to skip the introduction because we've been there, but Bezat Hashem. In the beginning, think about the level of receiving upon yourself the yoke of the kingship of Hashem, the Torah, which is that's the basis of all work, right? There's a Torah and I have to do this and I can't do that. That's first things first. Accept the fact that I am the creation and there is a creator, right? V'yachush v'yagish, and you take tangibly sense and feel and have emotion. Hine Hashem yitbarach hu melech gadol v'ram. Hashem is his great exalted king. Shalit al hakol. Ruler over everything. Umele ani mekabel al atzmi. Therefore, I take upon myself lasot kol ma sheyomar li. I take upon myself to do whatever he tells me to do. V'yarich b'hargasha beze kifi kocho. Go longer and longer in that thought, according to your ability, according to your power. V'toch kedei shemargish etze, and while you're feeling this emotion of there's a king and I'm going to do whatever he says to me, yachshov b'mocho et Hashem b'miuchad avodah zo. Think in your head the special name for this, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and this kind of milui. Yod Vav Dalet, spell out Yud, right? And then Hey, when you spell it out, it's two Heys. Vav is two Vavs, and Hey is two Heys. This is what's called Shem Ben. Yishalev et argashat alev, and now, you, while you're thinking about that holy name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelled out like that, bring into that your heart, the emotions of your heart, and you feel this accepting upon yourself the word of the king no matter what, with the thought in your head, כי יש כוח בשמות הקודש להביא את האדם להרגשה בהירה וחזקה ביותר. The more you contemplate, you're able to contemplate on the name in your head, it is a key to open up the heart, right? Which will get you, which is the real thing. Again, a yichud is not that I just contemplate on some name. By way of me contemplating on the name, I feel a reality in my heart. And the more I feel a reality in the heart, the more I'm going to feel a reality in my legs and my hands. Meaning the more I'm going to act according to what I feel in my heart, right? The things we know the things, but the idea is to get them down. That's the unification, right? To bring it completely through our body. So by thinking of the name that belongs to this, then it will open up my heart, which will cause me to act aligned more, right? Second, after that, go up to a feeling of love and awe and dvekut, and think, here Hashem is right now, He's with me, and He's taking care of me, and He's loving me. And I love Him so much too. I would just want to cling to Him. I want to be attached to Him. I just want to give Him tranquility, some happiness, and you know, to make him happy of His Son down here. Go into thoughts of feelings and of awe as well. Hashem's here standing over me, and He's looking at me, and He's the one that understands the kidneys and the heart. He knows my deepest thoughts. Right? And also to contemplate thoughts of dvikut, of clinging to Hashem, of being attached to Hashem. And while this, you think of the name, Yod, right? Spelled out, Yud, Vav, and Dalet. The He is He and Aleph. The Vav has an Aleph in the middle, right? So Vav, and then Aleph, and then Vav. And then the last He is also He and Aleph, right? This is the Shem Mav, Shem, name of 45, right? Chochma. And afterwards, go up to a higher level of Bitul Hashem, nullifying myself, and contemplate how Hashem, He's doing everything. How wise, how Hashem is the master of wisdom, Hashem is the, you know, above all, more power than anything. And then contemplate also how low is the creation, how much power does the creation lack in comparison to the greatness of Hashem. Right? Where did you come from? You came from a seed. Where are you going? You're going to the dirt, you know. Contemplate and think and feel how Hashem is bringing me existence at this given moment. And all of my existence and all of my reality is only by way of the Shefa of Hashem that's flowing through me. And understand that there's, I have no importance to myself separate from Hashem. I don't even exist in comparison to Hashem. I'm like a one-day-old baby in its mother's arm. Right? It's the mother, completely. The baby doesn't have its own, it does, but it doesn't have its own existence. Right? It's nothing without the mother for 1 second. Right? That's the level that we want to get to. Right? A slave with his master. It's not some independent entity. It's part of the master. And while thinking on this, think in your head that of the name Yod, right, spelled out, and then a Hey with a Yud, Vav with an Aleph, and then a Vav, and Hey with a Yud. And on this level, right, Sag, the name of 63, on this level, the person feels complete Bitul on one side, and on the other side, he's yearning towards the source of life and vitality to the Creator, blessed be He. He feels that Hashem is his whole entire life, and he's just longing to be included into his life, into his light, like a baby that just wants to be inside its mother's arms. After this, you go up to feeling bitul b'ritziyut, nullification at the core, and go into this, at the essence of everything is only godly light. Everyone according to what he's blessed and the strength and the power of his unifications, right? So to say, everything is just filled with godly light, and the person is nullifying and melting into this reality. Feel as if you're being sucked up into the light. Since you're so much living and feeling the reality of Hashem, that you melt into this reality. What is the order? In the beginning, you go deeper in contemplating the reality of Hashem, and then after that, you think about nullifying yourself into the light of Hashem, until you feel that you don't feel yourself as something separate, just that you're melting and being included into this great light, meaning into the Creator, that He's the only thing that exists and that can be found. And when we say to feel the light of the Creator, it doesn't mean to form it or make some image of it, like the light that we have in this world. The expression, when we say light in Kabbalah and in teachings, is a spiritual reality, right? Some kind of spiritual presence. The intention is, meaning, what is light? Like I see light and I can feel that there's a light on or off, or the lack of light, so do I need to be able to have this tangible experience of Hashem's reality in this world. That's what light means. The abundance of the vitality that Hashem is bringing down, shef mashpia, right? Bringing down shefa into the world at any given moment, into the creations. Even though we're talking about spiritual things, the brain knows it and the heart feels it, right? But we're not talking about now light like we know it. It's not that. It means feeling the reality that we know exists and our heart feels. Right? That is what it means. Feel that there's godly, powerful light that's around you, so to say. You're completely inside this light with love. And you feel how it's so strong and powerful. And it's such a great recognition of godliness. Until you're just completely feeling the light of Hashem and His reality. Adam, the person, he has no reality at all. Feel how the light is melting you, so to say. And you're just being completely nullified into the reality of the Creator from such of an emotion. So too, it's also good according to nullify yourself according to your different body parts, according to your parts of your stature, right? In the beginning, feel that you have no desire, no will at all. Right? I don't have any will. I just want the will of Hashem, right? It's not about me, I just want His will. And then, go deeper and think that you don't have any thoughts. Think that, will that you don't have any will, but it was Hashem's will. And think that you don't have any thoughts. And after that, feel that you don't have any feelings. Feel that you don't have any true emotions. Everything is just Hashem. Until you feel that you don't exist at all. Until you feel the greatness of Hashem's reality that you don't feel yourself. We're talking about very deep things here, you know, but just to know that they exist. While you're thinking about these, think in your head. Yod, spelt out, hey with a yud, vav with a yud, and hey with a yud. Right? Exactly, av, the name of chesed, of complete reality of Hashem coming down, v'yikar b'zehu, l'agish b'kol kocho, et or Hashem yitbarach. It's mainly to feel Hashem's light, v'liyot munach b'mitziyotu v'atzmoto. Right? To be completely rested, placed in Hashem's reality and His greatness. Shehu akol, that Hashem is everything. Shemimene lo yagish et atzmo. Hashem is everything, so how can I feel myself? V'im yirtze litbonen al atzmo, if you want to contemplate about yourself, yagish ki'ilu ustam chifetz munach kekli rek. Think of yourself as some empty bottle sitting on the side there, like an empty vessel just there, waiting to be filled. Like nothing of importance, not some big golden menorah or something, you know? Just some vessel on the side there. Remember, Gaza Adam nimtza b'menucha. In this level, a person is completely tranquil. The gang shosev v'poel. Also, when he goes out and he does and he does actions in the world, hakol naaseh kilu me'elav. It's as if everything's just happening. It's like, you know, it's on autopilot, so to say. Ki kimat eno magish et atzma. You don't really feel yourself. Mirov shemunach be'emet ha'elokit. Because you're so chilled and rested in true godliness, right? Deep stuff. And then you're going to be able to go up to the level of nullifying yourself at the core. You're going to make some action, like you're going to move your hand, you're going to say some kind of word. And you're going to go move the hand, you're going to go say something, and you're going to feel that that's not me. It's Hashem's light completely moving through me. The whole entire world is nullified. It's filled with His honor. There's no me here. Every action that I'm going to do at this level, right, of Bitul Mitziyut, Bitul Betz, and everything that I'm going to do there is completely Hashem moving in this world. V'ani rak kli katan legalot oto. I'm just some small vessel here to reveal Hashem's light. V'toch kedei kach yachshov b'shem havaya kikitvo. At this level, you just think Yudke Vavke, like it's written, right? Nothing that just, that's Hashem. It's the whole complete reality is Hashem. You have to contemplate about this a lot and meditate on this a lot, to feel it, right? Milvad v'tov likvua zman miyuchad l'zeh, it's fitting to set a proper time to do this. Milvad she'asok b'zeh b'chol et mutso. But besides that, you should try to do this as much as you can any given time that you have. V'tamek v'kan yachnis et atzmo l'agashot habitul. Go deeper and put yourselves into these emotions of bitul. Slowly but surely, according to the levels, right? Again and again and again, taking upon yourself the fact that there's a king and I have to do his will, going into feeling awe, love, awe and dveikut, attachment to him, right? And then nullifying my ego, nullifying the reality of the whole entire world, and then going to the whole, this highest point where I don't feel anything, and every time I go to move and I can do it, I can completely be in this world, but it's all godly movements, right? You just go over and over and over again in this. Nullify your thoughts, nullify your will, nullify your emotions. All these different levels that we explained. Slowly but surely, you're going to feel how you're completely ascending to the completion of Yichud and Kiddusha Eliona and supernal sanctity. There's a lot of footnotes here, right? Warning you about not jumping to too many high levels, not thinking that you're going to be a superstar in this in 1 second, that you're feeling bitul and like, you know, this is hard work, it takes a long, long time. You have to know two things. Shelo lishaber, don't get broken. Kiken hi aderech, this is the way. And sometimes you don't feel it. Sometimes you don't get to the, you don't feel any of this open up for you. Or you can work on this for months and months and months and never taste it even, right? And then one day, bam, you're going to be crying your eyes out. You don't know what hit you, right? For 3 hours, you're just broken. You're bent over backwards. You don't know what's going on, and it's the best feeling in the world, right? But there's times that you can be putting in work on this, and you're not going to feel it. Not going to feel it. You have to know that's the way. This is the way. Shachre shana madriga. The kanauta, after you ascend to a level and you start to work on new things, it's introduced to you, right? If we're talking about bitul, that means your soul's in a good place, right? Your soul was put in a place to be learning about bitul, Torah about bitul. That's a pretty beautiful thing, right? So now you got to the level, and now you're going to start to work on it. No, after you acquire a level, azmat chilei mandega chadasha, then a new level begins. We learned about it, now we have to go and try to apply it. V'tchilat mandega chadasha niret ptucha epchuta me'amandega shayaba. The new level that you get to, the beginning of it, it appears as if it's lower than the level that you were at, as if you fell down, right? Your work was not done. Two, you need to know, when this happens, you have to start the work from the bottom. Again, to begin again, taking upon your all, dveikut, level, right? Emotions, reality, going up and up and again. And don't say, I already got to bitul. He was like, pretty much, these are the footnotes, right? Don't say, I already got the Beatles. Don't say, there's levels and levels and levels of this. It's told a story once that I think it was the Vilna Gaon prayed for the, or Rav Zusha or the Vilna Gaon, one of the two different people, but I think this the story fits either way, that they prayed to get the Yirat Shamayim of the Rambam. Right, we talked about this once, I think, maybe in the Chabar. They prayed to get the Yirat Shamayim of the Rambam, the awe of Hashem of the Rambam, and they got it. I started going crazy, like seizure, like completely like berserk, like shaking, everything, foam in the mouth, like not handling, and like stop. And I said, be careful what you ask for. That was the Rambam's Irat Shamayim, his Av Hashem, when he was walking through the Shuk doing groceries. Imagine what it was when he was praying and when he was learning, right? So this, that's the level that it was. And they were talking about the biggest tzaddikim of the generation of that time, right? But 600 years before them, the Rambam, the biggest generation of that generation, right, that was his Yirat Shamayim when he was walking to buy groceries. Imagine what it was when he was learning Torah like this, deeper things of unification of Hashem, right? So there's levels and levels. We have to be humble with this, but Baruch Hashem, we're here to learn. The second way, that's contemplation, right? That was the first way to acquire. And then we get limud and tefillah, learning and praying. You have to learn the stories, the books of the tzaddikim. Books that talk about Yichud, unification of Hashem, oneness of Hashem, and Bitul, nullifying yourself to Him. You have to learn these books from the Tzaddikim, right? You have to increase your praying. Pray to Hashem that He's going to show you the true path. That you properly understand this idea of Bitul. To feel it and to acquire it in truth. Because the truth is, kedei liskot la'amitat ha'bitul, to get to the true level of bitul, tzich lekablo mi'ashamayim, you have to receive it from heaven. True bitul is a gift from up above. Mevchinat avodat matana iten et ha'kiunatchem. A gift, right? A gift, like a work gift, I'll give to you for your service, for your priesthood. By the way, the person working hard for what's in his hand, and you really want it and you start to beg Hashem for it, Hashem's for sure going to give it to you. If you're trying on it, you're working on it, you're learning the books, and you're begging Hashem for it, He's going to open it up for you. You have to make a garment and a vessel for the light. This is the fourth thing. After a person feels bitu, Tov la'asot miyad kli levush la'or. You have to make a vessel and a light for the a vessel and a garment for the light. Ki kechol or v'argashat elokut tzrich shielo levush v'gam kli. Any single, it's interesting he splits it. Every single godly feeling of light has to have not only a garment, also a vessel. Levush, what's a garment? That should be clear to a person. What is this light telling me in my life? I felt this certain experience. I had this godly experience. What is it coming to tell me? Let's say you go and you feel, right, it opened up for you when you were in the stage of taking upon yourself that there's a Torah and mitzvot and Kabbalat Ol. And you say, okay, this Kabbalat Ol, that means that I have to nullify this certain will that I have in front of the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Right? I wanted to work on that thing. There, the light opened up for me. Right? Like, meaning I was contemplating that there's Torah in the world and I have to, that the king and he gave me Torah. If I had an opening there, maybe there's some kind of thing that I'm trying to will into the world that I need to nullify in front of the will of Hashem. V'adif shelo yistapek bo'o. It's good to not just be suffice with the light. Shu etzem hargasha v'asaga. That's just the core of the emotion and the comprehension. V'gam lo belavush, and not only on the garment as well. It's telling you what it has to do in your life. Shu avena mazeh omerli. That's understanding, what is it telling me? Ele tov meod im yetzliach gam lasot kli. It's good to make also a vessel out of it. Meaning, lasot asya befol, to go out and to do an action. Al pi ha'or shekibel, according to the light that you received. So that the light doesn't stay in some feeling alone. If you merited to feel bitu, okay? You felt how everything's just the light of Hashem. And that a person who clearly galato, and you just feel you're a vessel to reveal Hashem's light. Straight away start to learn Torah. With passion, with a desire, with strength. In order to bring out that light that you received into action. To reveal God's light in the world. That's learning Torah. Or go do some kind act for someone else. Or shar mitzvot, any other mitzvah. Put on tefillin, whatever it is. Say tefillin, pray, whatever it is, right? Pray a prayer from your heart while feeling as if you're a vessel. We're going to finish right now, guys. We're not going to finish the chapter today, but Bezat Hashem will finish it. Bitul b'chol ha'matzivim, nullifying yourself in all situations. Chelek muchach ba'alicha b'darkei ha'bitul hu shetiyeh le'adam mitinut b'chol inyanei avodat Hashem yitbarach. You have to have patience in all aspects of your service of Hashem. You have plans, you're trying to grow, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that. Right? You have to have patience in everything. V'lo yinase lachtof hakol miyad. Don't try to snatch everything at once. Ki kasher enlo le'adam mitinut b'avodato. When a person doesn't have patience in the service of Hashem, ze siman. You think you have to go out and do something, so you're not patient, meaning it's about you. Try in your hardest not to go in with might or power into anything. Be clinging to prayer, right? With prayer at any given moment, even though you have to give all of your might and all of your efforts. It's only from a knowledge that everything that I have, any power that I have to put effort into what I'm trying to do in the world, it's all from His light anyway. Whether you were successful in what you were trying to do or whether or not, yagish sameach, you have to be happy. You have to be in joy. Who am I? I'm a slave in front of Him. The best in His eyes is what I'm going to do. כאשר השם יתברך מצליח את דרכו, when Hashem gives you success, אז היית בטל לפניו עוד יותר. Then you nullify yourself even more in front of Hashem. כי יודע שהכל מיתו יתברך. You know all of the successes from him. והוא הנותן לאדם את הכל. Hashem gives everybody their blessing. He gives you everything. וכאשר קשה לו, when it's hard for you, God forbid, אז יעמיק ויחפש ויגלה. Then you go deeper and you try to seek and you try to reveal from the darkness more and more the depths of how clear the truth of the reality of Hashem is. ואדרבה, even more so, מתוך הקושי עצמו, from the hardship itself, יגלה את גדולת השם יתברך. You're going to reveal the greatness of Hashem. להרגיש שהוא מחיה ומהווה את הכל, that feel that Hashem is bringing existence and light to anything in the world at any moment. באמת, the truth is, כל מאורות החיים של האדם, all events of life of a person, הם ניסיונות, they're tests. האם יתבטל את עצמו להשם יתברך בכל עת? וזה עיקר הניסיון בכל מדרגה ומדרגה. What's the test? Every single thing we go through in life, are you going to nullify yourself in front of Hashem right now or not? Literally, our whole entire life, every given second of our day, the test is, the Torah expects this of you, which is the Torah is the will of Hashem. What are you trying to do right now? Whether it's in your thoughts, in your speech, or in your action, right? It's all our 120 years of tests. Nullify or not? Nullify or not? Very binary, right? וכאשר מתבטל במדרגה אחת, when you nullify on one level, בניסיון יותר גדול, then you get a bigger test, מתבטל במדרגה גבוהה יותר, to nullify yourself on a higher level. וזה בכל פרטי החיים, ברוחניות וגשמיות. These are all levels of life, whether it's spiritual or physical. כי זה כל האדם, this is the whole entire being of man. כמה הוא מכיר שהשם מתברך הוא הכל. How much do you recognize that Hashem is everything? ואף שהאדם צריך לפעול ולתאמץ, even though you have to go out and do actions and try hard and put in effort, מכל מקום יותר צריך לזכור שאין עוד מלבדו. More so, you have to remember that there's nothing besides Hashem. And then the last part here, last two parts, להתבטל בפני רבו, בפני כל יהודי. To nullify yourself in front of your rabbi and in front of every single Jew. עוד כלי יסודי לזכות בו לביטול, another fundamental key to gaining ביטול. הוא להמליך על עצמו את חברו, to crown upon yourself your friend, ואת התלמיד חכם שלומד אצלו תורה, and the wise person in Torah that you learn Torah by him. I emphasize the wise there because I take myself out of this, right? We're learning as friends here. ואת הצדיקים, and also the צדיקים, the righteous ones, כי בכוח זה יזכה לביטול אמיתי להשם יתברך. By way of this, you're going to merit a true nullification to Hashem. באמת, מי שיש לו ביטול להשם יתברך, whoever has proper, true nullification to Hashem, זה ניכר, it's recognizable, על ידי שיש לו גם ביטול והכנן לפני כל איש מישראל, by way of seeing that he has nullification in front of every single person from Israel. You see how he acts with his fellow Jews, you can recognize if he nullifies himself in front of Hashem or not. כי ככל יהודי הוא חלק אלוה ממעל ממש, every single Jew is a piece of Hashem from up above. ומי שאין לו ביטול לפני כל יהודי, whoever doesn't nullify himself in front of every Jew, זה סימן שאין לו ביטול לפני השם יתברך. This is a sign that he doesn't have true ביטול in front of Hashem. And therefore it caused that Hashem made it, שמסביב לכל אחד מישראל, around every single Jew, ישנם נשמות גדולות וקדושות ממנו, there are those that are higher and more sanctified than you, וישנם גם נשמות שעומדות למטה ממדרגתו, and there's those נשמות that are below your level in spirituality. Right? Hashem made it that every one of us is surrounded by those that are greater us than those that are not as great as us. כאשר מבטל עצמו למי שגדול ממנו, when you nullify yourself to someone who's greater than you, כבר זכה לאיזה מדרגה של ביטול. You already merited to some level of ביטול. וכל שכן שכאשר מבטל את עצמו למי ששווה לו, and even more so when you nullify yourself to someone who's equal to you. וכל שכן אם זוכה לבטל על עצמו באמת למי שנמצא במדרגה פחותה ממנו, even more so if you merit to nullify yourself in truth to someone who's on a lower level than you, שזה סימן שזכה לקניין גמור בביטול. This is a sign that you're working on your ביטול. If you can, right? If you can nullify yourself to someone that's not on your level, and it's clear that they're not on your level, right? That's already a big thing. הקושי שיש בתחילת קניין הביטול. What's the hardship that we're going to experience when we go on this journey now to try to acquire ביטול? בתחילה ההליכה בדרכי הביטול, הביטול קשה נפשית לאדם. This is a hard thing for a person to do to themselves. Self-nullification. הסיבה הפשוטה, what's the simple reason? כי יש לו גאווה. Every person has pride and ego. ואינו רוצה למחוק את מציאות עצמו. I don't want to nullify myself. I don't want to erase my reality. I'm nothing besides Hashem. I don't have any importance. I don't have any reality myself. It's a hard thing for a person. כי נראה לאדם שאם יתבטל, הוא מאבד את עצמיותו. A person feels, if I nullify myself right now to Hashem, I'm going to lose what makes me me. I'm going to lose my independence, my identity. אבל האמת היא, they have independence, right? There you go. אבל האמת היא, שאז אמרה, the truth is even more so. רק הביטול להשם יתברך שהוא מקור ושורש נשמתו ייתן לו מציאות אמיתית. Only nullifying yourself to Hashem, which is the core and the root of your neshama, will give you true reality. Anything else is false. Nullifying yourself to the core where you're rooted, that is the true reality. והעיצה הייעוצה לאדם בתחילת דרכו, what's the given advice to a person in the beginning of their path? שיתבונן בשפלות הנברא, contemplate the lowliness of a creation, מאין באת ולאן אתה הולך, where did you come from and where are you going? ובגודל חלישותו וחוסר שליטתו, on how weak you are and how out of power and how much you lack ability to control even the things that you want to bring into your own life. ומצד שני יתבונן בגדולת הבורא יתברך, and on the other side you contemplate the greatness of the creator בס ויהי. ואז יתבונן וישיב אל ליבו, then you contemplate and you return to your heart, repeat in your heart, שאם יחשיב את עצמו למציאות עצמית, if I count myself as some independent reality, אזי מי הוא מהו, then what am I and who am I? בריאה שפלה, then I'm some low creation that's not worth anything. Dust. We came from dust, we're returning to dust. If I'm something by myself, that's what I am. The lowest of creations. Adam comes from Adama. Right? It can be on two sides. This is probably what he's explaining here, but we're going to go, right? Adama, from Adame. It could be either Adame, I will appear like my creator, meaning I act more like him, I'm merciful, I'm patient, I'm loving, I'm kind, I'm just, right? Or it can be Adama, or it can be like the dirt. I can be the lowest thing possible. Vilu kasher zochil itbatel vilkalel bebore, when he merits to nullify himself and to be included into the creator, as I mitkalel achelek amiti shebo, then the true part of you is revealed, haneshama atorah, your pure neshama, chelek elohim imamal, a piece of Hashem from up above, v'naase bevchinat eved melech melech, the slave of a king is a king. Right? It's the slave's, it's the king's slave. It's not some guy's slave. Right? You're a servant of the king. You're a king yourself. ויאפיר לעצמו, and make it clear to yourself, שכאשר יזכה להתבטל לבורא, when you merit to nullify yourself to your creator, ויזכה ברחמה ויתברך שתשרה עליו השכינה, and then you merit with the mercy of Hashem that the שכינה starts to dwell upon you, וזה יגיע למציאות הגבוהה ביותר שיכול הנברא להגיע. You're going to get to the highest point that a creation can get to. So you made it not about you. Now you got to the highest, loftiest point that any human or creature could ever get to. כך שדווקא הביטול ייתן לו את המציאות האמיתית והטובה. So it's specifically by way of self-nullification being included into the light of the creator, that will give you exactly your perfect, true, good reality that you are seeking. It's not about making it all about yourself. Bezat Hashem Yitbarach, we're going to stop there. We have more to do on Bitul next week, on the benefits of Bitul and what it does in our life. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen V'Amen. Again, this year was for Lilu Nishmat, Aaron, Avraham, Ben Shmuel Levi, and for the Refuah, my father, Yosef Camilo, Ben Miriam, Bezat Hashem. Also, for the Refuah Shlema of all of those who have been injured from terrorist attacks in the past few days in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem, Bezat Hashem, send very soon Mashiach Tzidkenu to take care of this whole entire problem. Amen V'Amen.